Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa of your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an inquiry into a Queensland forensics lab have found a controversial DNA method was fundamentally flawed, causing over 100,000 DNA samples may need to be retested. The inquiry into the Queensland Health Forensic and Scientific Services Laboratory examined a report, commonly known as the Project 13, about a recommendation of using an automated DNA testing system, despite the manual method yielding 92% more DNA. Given the findings of the inquiry, amendments to the current practice around the disposal of samples will be considered by Parliament next week. In more local news, a website and social media campaign was launched yesterday that banned students from using their mobile phones and smartwatches on school days. This will bring consistency across the nation, with all other states and territories agreeing to the restrictions on the use of mobile phones in government schools. Currently, more than 95% of state schools have already implemented policies to ban mobile phones. The Queensland government said the adoption of the statewide approach will support schools to maintain a strong focus on educational achievement and student well-being and engagement by allowing students to learn and teachers to teach with less distractions. In national news, documentary maker Charlie Berman has honored pilot Stephen Gill, who has been missing since Sunday. Television presenter Charlie Berman is honoring a pilot who is still missing after his light plane crashed into Port Phillip Bay on Sunday. Two Marchetti Viper S211 light aircraft are believed to have collided midair about 12 kilometers west of Mornington. Berman, who is known for documentary series such as Long Way Round, was a longtime friend of Mr. Gale. Berman says in a statement, "Steve was such a wonderful husband to his wife Tori and to his little Tommy. I've known him for a decade, followed him through his incredible inventions, and witnessed his inspirational mind." In more national news, a second member of a foreign military unit in Ukraine has been killed while fighting against Russian forces. Sources have confirmed to the ABC that the 21-year-old Joel Benjamin Stremsky, who lived in Melbourne, died last month in an artillery strike in the country's east. Australian Army member Matthew Jepson, who fought in the same strike, was earlier discovered dead in the Avdiivka region last month. In international news, according to his scientific advisor, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson struggled to comprehend much of the science during the coronavirus pandemic. In an abated testimony to the country's public inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic yesterday, Sir Patrick Vallance said he and others faced repeated problems getting to Boris Johnson to understand the science and that he changed his mind on numerous occasions. Extracts from Sir Patrick's mostly coincident diary of the time were relayed to the inquiry. In them, he wrote that Mr. Johnson was often bamboozled by graphs and data and that watching him get his hit round stats is awful. For your weather today, it is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back with 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.